He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the May 1st. Go away in May? Okay. Someone else do the show. Hey, come in. I wish. Well, we'll see. How is this market shaping up? It's been a wild and woolly week, and it needs a little bit of deciphering here. We have the Dow up 116 points today, so that's a good way to start a new month. April was not very kind to the market. Will April showers bring May flowers, the old cliche says? Well, we'll take a look and see. The Dow is at 17,956. The S&P 500 is up 11 at 2,096. The Nasdaq's having a good day, up 33 points today. It's had a rough week, though. 4,974 is where we're at on the Nasdaq right now. Crude oil is sitting at 59.21. There's the surprise. In fact, we had our second earnings report from a big oil company. Exxon reported earnings that were much better than expected earlier in the week. And then Chevron came along and also did the same thing. So I think there's some good buys in that oil patch right now. And I have been increasing my exposure there. Gold, $1,171. I mean, gold doesn't like a rising dollar. Gold doesn't like a falling dollar. What does gold want? I don't know. I don't own any gold. But the gold bugs continue to hope for something to get this gold price out of the muck. The euro. Wow. The euro is really rising fast. 1.12. Why is that? Because the dollar is falling fast. That European vacation is getting more expensive. You better book it. The NASDAQ is up 30, the 10-year yield's at 2.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's been a lot of cross currents over the last several days in the market. Let's take a look at a few trends here that are meaningful. One trend is oil prices continue to rise. We're pushing $60 per barrel right now. A lot of pundits were calling for $32 per barrel. They always overshoot on the downside with their predictions, and they always overshoot on the upside with their predictions. And instead, oil has once again defied the pundits and has come back up to $60 per barrel, almost $59.21. And with it, it's bringing a lot of the individual oil stocks, several of which I own, and also some of these oil ETFs. In fact, you'll see in the newsletter, the next newsletter, that one of the oil sectors has now risen into the top five sectors, storming out of nowhere. You might want to know what sector that is. I'll be writing the newsletter, sending it out just as I do every single weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for a four-week trial to the newsletter. Another trend that's taking place is a falling U.S. dollar. And already we're starting to see some of the industrials and some of the multinationals start to shape up just a little bit. But that U.S. dollar could stabilize here, and it could start heading up once again. I wouldn't be playing those multinationals just yet. Another big trend that we've seen this week has been the sell-off in the biotech stocks. I took just a little bit off the table there. I took one off the table that just has not performed for me. Well, I can't say that. I collected a 34% profit on it, but I sold it this past week because I did not like the way it was behaving. And I've lowered my exposure just a little bit to the biotechs and to the pharmaceuticals, which have led this market for so long. But having said that, I still have a pretty healthy exposure to this leading industry because I still continue to find a lot of value and a lot of growth there. Those are two good combinations, value and growth. When value and growth combine, we get best stocks now. And there's still plenty of pharmaceuticals, plenty of biotechs that fit my best stocks now formula. But having said that, I have reduced my exposure a little bit there, and I've increased my exposure to the oil patch. Another trend that I've noticed here, I've been taking my profits off the table in India. I don't know what's going on with India, but all of a sudden that oversized year that it had, I think it was up 35%, something like that. Maybe a lot of that optimism has been built into this move already, and I'm starting to take some profits off the table and cash in my chips on what has been a very profitable trade for me. The India mutual fund's up over 30% since I bought it back on May, late May of 2014. That's another trend I've noticed. Another trend I've noticed is China has stabilized. It's cooled off for now. Hotter than a firecracker during Chinese New Year, this thing was just going crazy, and I warned a little bit not to get caught up in it yet. Let it pull back a little. It went on a 25% move. Before you could say Kung Pao chicken, this thing was flying, and it's cooled off for now. Japan has cooled off a little bit for now. And this rise in the euro all of a sudden, and the dropping in the dollar has also cooled off Europe, but I remain very bullish on Europe right now. I believe that quantitative easing juices markets. It's been proven time and time again. And the quantitative easing is no longer juicing our markets. Did it juice the economy? Well, there's a lot of different opinions on that. A lot of people would say that what the Fed has done has kept the economy growing at a very paltry 2 to 2.5%. And there are those that would say once we start raising interest rates, then this economy can start taking off. Well, only time will tell. There's a lot of different thoughts on how different things affect the economy. But I would tend to agree a little bit. Keeping interest rates artificially low has definitely kept the economy at a pretty modest, very modest growth level, but it has been good for the stock market. And many will say it's been good for Wall Street, but it hasn't been good for Main Street. The little guy who's got the CD, who needs a little bit of fixed income, is getting next to nothing, while the big corporations and Wall Street are borrowing for next to nothing and turning around and leveraging that money. So all of this debate goes on, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot of it in the upcoming presidential season that is almost upon us. Apple is another story this past week. Apple came in with way better than expected earnings, and then they announced a few issues with their watch and a probe, I believe Ireland. They want 10 years of back taxes. Hey, you know, there's all these 800 numbers on TV all day. Do you owe back taxes? Give us a call. Maybe Apple, maybe Tim Cook should pick up the phone and call one of these 800 numbers. If he can't sleep some night, they usually run about 2 or 3 a.m. I guess that's when people with back taxes are watching TV. But they can call 800. I don't know if they help with the Irish tax authorities, but that's been another issue that's resonated through this market here this past week. And of course, the earnings parade. Some good, some bad. Overall, you know, I'm going to say probably it's about a push. I think the earnings estimates, probably when all is said and done, there will be little impact on this year. If anything, things improved a little bit. And if anything for next year, things stayed about the same. But you know what? I can't say that for certainty till I run the numbers, which I'll be running today and be reporting it to you this weekend. My earnings estimates for this year, S&P 500, and for next year, S&P 500. If those earnings are going to continue to grow, then this bull market can continue. And I know it's nail-biting time. It's been nail-biting time over the past couple of weeks. Out of the hundreds and hundreds of clients that I have, I've gotten about two or three calls with people biting their nails, wondering, what is my plan? Well, you know what my plan is. I go through each one of my holdings every single day. I have a very strict criteria on what I buy. I have a sell plan. I have an exit strategy in case I'm wrong, in case it doesn't work out. But for the most part, sometimes you have to leave things alone and let them grow. and you're going to have some difficult days along the way. Over the last 6 years, there's been many difficult days, many difficult weeks, many difficult months, but the market has tripled. If you let me guide the ship, hold the helm, go through some of the choppy seas that have come along, but at some point in time, I'm going to turn the ship around and I'm going to head back into the port and we're going to do something else. Is that time coming? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about this a little bit more. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back. said the right thing, but her mother used the wrong line.
That's right, Dr. John. You tell them. You got to be in the right place at the right time. You can't be in the right place at the wrong time. There's just, the market moves around. There's one other trend that I'd like to bring up here. With the rise in oil prices and the oil stocks going up once again, you know who I see as the biggest victim there on the other end of this trade? The retail stocks. I'm seeing a lot of retail stocks. Let me just give you some examples. Jack in the Box, Lowe's, Home Depot, several other retail consumer type stocks. Remember, they were benefiting from, I don't know how much, it wasn't a lot, but there was a little extra money sloshing around in the economy that was coming, going from the gas pump to the retail store, right? And now that we're going the other way, now that oil prices and gasoline prices are rising, I'm seeing the retail sector probably is the most vulnerable sector. And I did lower my exposure this past week, and you'll see it in the next newsletter. It will be reflected. I sold a couple of the big consumer stocks that have been very good to me. One had a more than a 30% profit since I purchased it, and I'd like to own it forever. But when a chart starts to roll over, that's one of the most ominous, dangerous charts in the entire market. And I'd have to say that some of these retail stocks have gotten a little bit full from a valuation point of view. They're trading at some pretty big multiples. Retail normally trades in the 16 to 18 PE range. And a lot of these retail stocks, because of low oil prices, were getting a premium multiple. And what happens when oil starts rising and gasoline prices start rising? The premium multiple disappears. And those stocks become more vulnerable. And I just thought it was a good time to cash in on some of the profits I was able to take from some of the retail stocks. I still own a few. I'll be taking them one case at a time. But there were two that I can think of right now that I sold this past week, and that will be reflected in my newsletter. And my premium subscribers receive push notifications, quite a few on Thursday, of some stocks that I sold as precautionary measures. You know, it could be that we're entering into a 7-8% correction. Right now it's only been about 2%, 3%, something like that. Normal noise. And that's another thing that investors have a hard time with, not being able to deal with just normal noise in the market. The market's noisy from day to day. Just like the weather. Some days, you know, I watch this harbor out here in front of me. Some days it's just as placid and glassy as can be. And other times there's these guys on surfboards attached to parachutes flying across the bay at 40 miles an hour riding the wind. Man, those guys will catch air and they'll go up 10, 15, 20 feet above the water. I think I'll try that sometime after work, see how I do. But, the market's like that too. There's noise. And then you have to step back and you have to take a look at the season you're in, the bigger picture, and the overall climate that you're in. You can't let the noise in the market, the 2%, the 3%, the 5%, even the 10%, 15% moves when it gets really rough, you can't let that knock you out. You can't let that allow you to not sleep at night. The market has tripled, doggone it, since 2009. And if you're going to fritter and chew your fingernails and panic every single time there's a little noise in the market, you know, just turn down the noise. Go for a nice walk. Put on a little Mozart or Rod Stewart or Leonard Skinner, whatever your poison is. Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead always makes me happy on a Saturday morning. Someone said they've never seen a frowny face at a Grateful Dead concert. Relax. The market will be fine. You have to look at the big picture. You can't get caught up in the minutia or you'll drive yourself nuts. All right, let's talk about a best stock now. Now, this is one that I own in my trading account. I have a small speculative trading account. this is for stocks that, you know, really aren't big enough, or they don't trade enough volume, or they're micro caps, whatnot, and I can't really buy them in my managed account. So I established a very small trading account, and I did it so that I could establish the price that these things are bought and sold at. Because when I buy something in that account, which has my name on it, but it's very small positions, I establish the price, bang, there it is. It's established at Scottrade. This is where you were filled, Gunderson. And I don't buy the stocks until like 30 minutes after I send out the push notification. I let everybody, it's like passing around a plate of fried chicken. By the time it gets to me, that's all that's left are the drumsticks. The nice, big, fat, juicy chicken breasts have been gleaned from the plate, carefully extricated, or just grabbed onto. The wings have been taken. The thigh, and I'm left with the drumstick. That's okay, you know, so I get a little higher fill than everybody else. I try to be, you know, I don't want any advantages. I don't want anybody to think that I put a big buy in and then I put out a push notification for the whole world to buy it and then I sell and front run. I would never do that. And when I buy these stocks, I send out a push notification. Then I set my timer for 30 minutes. 30 minutes later, I buy it just so that I can establish the price at where it was bought. Well, one that I bought recently is Taser. You know, non-lethal. That seems to be a theme. Instead of shooting these guys dead, let's just knock them silly for a few minutes until we get them under control. Taser is headquartered in Scottsdale, Arizona. I remember when Taser was a big deal, and it's becoming a big deal again. In fact, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. And Taser doesn't just make tasers. They make other things, devices for law enforcement, military, corrections, consumer markets. Maybe we'll all be carrying tasers at some point in time. Maybe there will be kid tasers. It just give them a little shock when they reach for the cookie jar. That's probably not a good idea. Taser, over the last 5 years, has delivered 45% per year. That's shocking. Over the last 3 years, Taser's delivered 87% per year. And over the last 12 months, Taser is up 87%. I'm stunned. Taser also represents a decent value here. Oh, it's not the cheapest stock around. It's a very popular stock right now. It's a very popular theme. But having said that, if they can make 56 cents a year, and if they can keep up the kind of growth, do you know that this company's been growing by 80% per year? And they're expected to continue to grow by 30% per year going forward. If they can do that, then this stock can continue to go higher. It's gone from 2 to 31 in the last 7 years. Out of 4,043 stocks, Taser currently comes in at number 264. With a caveat, this is not IBM, this is not Johnson & Johnson. This is a very small company out of Scottsdale with an electrifying little product that's becoming quite popular. And it's one that I own in my speculative trading account. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now, or the final segment, the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, then there's some, you know, there's been some wicked trends here in the market over the last several days. Some noise, a lot of noise. The market has been a little bit noisier than usual. But as of last Friday, when I sent out the newsletter for the sixth year and fifth week in a row, I pronounce this bull market to still be intact. And once again this weekend, I'll be updating my stance on the newsletter. I don't know what it is right now till I run the numbers. It really all comes down to the bottom line numbers. If earnings are going to continue to increase in the S&P 500 and in America, then the bull market's going to continue. If GDP remains positive, if the jobs market remains favorable, if the unemployment rate remains low, if interest rates remain low, then we should have everything in place, not for a red-hot market, but for a continuation of this bull, meaning that when there are pullbacks in the market, what's been the right thing to do for the last 6 years? To buy the pullback. But I also use pullbacks to assess what I own. Sometimes the weak links are exposed during a pullback. The vulnerable are exposed during a pullback. And there's been some that I've sold this past week that I had a nice profit in. I sold a biotech for a 22% gain. I said 30 or earlier. That's not correct. I just looked at my actual sell price. I sold that one for a 22% gain since July of last year. I don't like the way it's trading. I think the biotechs may be a little bit vulnerable here. But still, you have to take it on a case-by-case basis because I have some that are doing fantastic still. And so it all comes down to a case-by-case basis, one at a time. And there were some that I just didn't like and I let go of this past week. There were also some retail stocks that I let go of that also had some pretty hefty profits attached to them. And I thought it was just time, this retail trend, this run in the retail stocks. I've actually owned these for quite some time. I just felt like they've gotten a little bit full. From a valuation point of view, the charts have flattened out and they're starting to roll over. Remember, at any given time, a stock's either going sideways, up, topping out, which includes that rolling over, or it's going down. I never buy stocks in downtrends. Sideways trends aren't the best. You kind of want something to happen there. You want it to break out and begin to move to the upside. That's probably the best place to buy a stock. And the most dangerous pattern of all is one that has flattened out and is beginning to curve over. It'd be like driving up a big mountain, getting to the top, and then starting to go downhill and seeing the valley below. And how deep that valley below is, nobody can know. In 2009, it was the Grand Canyon that the market was headed down into, and that's what we don't want to have happen. There's no excuse for somebody to sit and ride all the way down into the Grand Canyon with the stock. Clear up from the plateau. That makes no sense whatsoever. That tells me that somebody's asleep at the wheel, and I see this happen all the time in my industry. That's why so many people of my business have gone to the ETFs, have gone to the computer modeling, rebalancing, automatically rebalancing, because they don't want to get down into the individual stocks. It's a lot easier to manage big diversified mutual funds or ETFs. And you know what? I mean, it's gotten to the point now where a robot can do that. Now you have robo-advisors telling managing your portfolio. There's no human touch, there's no intuition, there's no human brain. No computer can match, in my opinion, the human brain when it all comes down to it. There's a lot of things that the computer can do a lot faster than my brain. But I think having the human touch and removing the human touch is not a good idea at all. What do the robo-advisors do when the market starts to sell off? Well, they stay fully invested. So, you know, it is what it is, but we are not passive managers at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't know if there's a lot of active managers left out there in the marketplace anymore, but I'm going to stick by my guns. I believe in being an active manager and not a passive manager. You talk about not being able to sleep at night knowing that a robot's managing your portfolio while the market's going down. Who are you going to call? The robot? No thanks. Anyways, let's take a look here at another best stock now. One that, you know, it's had a good run and it continues. It has cooled off for now, but this was a $3 stock back in 2008. When I wrote my book, I think it was about 13 or 14. And now it's a $96 stock, and they're in the news once again. Company out of Woburn, Massachusetts, by the name of Skyworks. If you took a hammer, I don't suggest you do this at home, but if you took a hammer to your iPhone and you picked apart the part, that's what they do in China. They reverse engineer this stuff. They examine every little piece, every little part. And they've got their big phone company now that, surprisingly enough, the phones look very much like an Apple iPhone. I don't know how that works. But inside of these Apple iPhones, there's a lot of little parts from Skyworks. They manufacture analog, mixed signal ICs, amplifiers, attenuators, detectors, diodes, couplers, mixers, and demodulators. I'll bet that's more intricate than the old CB radio. Remember the old CB radio, breaker, 10-9? We had a guy, he wanted to be a cop when he grew up. You know, in high school, he had a black and white old Chevy car. And he had the big antenna on his car, and he had the CB. Boy, he thought he was hot stuff. Driving around town, talking to the other guys on his CB radio. I don't know what his call was. Every guy, you know, has their thing that they're interested in. But really, he was way ahead of his time. I mean, he was texting in his car on his CB radio, in a way, talking. Was it hands-free? No. I mean, they had to hold that thing in their hand like a walkie-talkie. And it had like a phone cord going to the CB. It was especially fun talking to truckers out there on the 15 about the next truck stop and where Smokey might be hiding around that next billboard over there. But Skyworks, I don't know, I think we've come a long way since then. Skyworks has been a very good performer over the years. One of the best. This is one of the stocks that gets an A+ performance grade. Didn't you just hate the guy? It was usually a girl in the class that got an A+. She even got the bonus question right. Oh boy, was I jealous. Okay, all right, I got an A-. I missed a few. I studied hard. But she got a perfect score, an A+. And the bonus question, and the teacher would always praise her in front of everybody, like, oh, the rest of you guys are idiots. Tiffany got an A+, a perfect score. Well, anyways, Skyworks gets almost a perfect score. Skyworks, over the last 10 years, is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market at 33% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up 127%. The market's only up 10.7. This is that proverbial girl or guy in the class that is miles ahead of everybody else, but investing's all about the future. Can the ascent, the skyward ascent in Skyworks continue? Skyworks Solutions sounds like a company that puts together like the, the fireworks show for Friday night at the Padre game. But they don't. They make all the little pieces inside your cell phone. If you drop your cell phone, you'll find out what kind of pieces Skyworks makes. One time I was on the county fair. They had a little ride. Well, it was a miniature roller coaster. When that thing got to the top, it jerks and centripetal force caused my phone to come flying out of my front pocket in my shirt and crashing all the way down to the ground about 40, 50 feet below. And wasn't much of that phone by the time I got to it. It was dead. Another time I was fishing off of Oceanside and I leaned over to get my hook. My line was caught in some kelp and boy, boom, out goes my phone right to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker. I just saw it was one of those really nice blue ones that they had there for a while and just slowly disappeared from Davy Jones' locker. Now a crab answers the phone when you call. Anyway, Skyworks is still undervalued. It still represents a decent value. It's trading at 16 times earnings, peg ratio 0.85, 5-year target price 182. It's currently trading at 196, or at 96. Out of 4,043, it comes in at about 373 right now, but it is a stock that I continue to own at Gunderson Capital Management. It had a very good earnings report this past week. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Ah!
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a lot today. We've talked about some of the cross currents that are flying through the market right now. Very important to remember that the dollar right now is going back down, but it kind of looks to me like it's probably done dropping for now, and it's probably going to start going back up here soon, which would be bullish for Europe and for the emerging markets, which have also cooled off. What has cooled off the move in the emerging markets and the international markets over the last couple of weeks? It's been the rise in the U.S. dollar, or the fall in the U.S. dollar and the rise in the euro. See the correlation? That's why I got to look like crazy. I have to look at crazy charts like the euro every day and the dollar every day. I'd rather look at the fishing counts, you know, but I've got to responsibility here, so I have to stay on top of these things. I think that this drop in the dollar is a temporary thing. I think it's going to start rising again soon. Oil has also been coming up quite a bit, and that's boosting the oil and the energy stocks. That to me looks like it's going to continue, and I have added some exposure there in the energy arena. I've lowered my exposure to India. I've lowered my exposure to the biotechs and pharmaceuticals a little. And I've lowered my exposure to the consumer stocks quite a bit because this rise in oil, the other side of the street, the oil stocks are benefiting. They're on the sunny side of the street. And over on the other side of the street, the money's coming from the retail and the consumer stocks, which all of a sudden, ouch, you're paying a little bit more at the gas pump. I don't know how much more, maybe $10 per tank, $5 per tank. And that's not ending up at Dollar Tree anymore, or at Home Depot, or at Lowe's, or wherever. Jack in the Box, if you're a real culinary type foodie. Well, that's the way it works. And the markets all move according to these various moves in currencies and commodities and interest rates, etc. Well, we also have earnings season, which is about more than halfway over, I'm going to say. And that's going to be real interesting. I'm going to update all my numbers here this morning on the S&P 500 stocks and come up with the total and see what we've got right now for earnings for this year, 2015, and for next year. And I'm going to show a graph in my newsletter. You want to see that graph rising. As long as that graph is rising year by year, earnings, S&P, as long as it's rising, the stock market's going to continue to rise along with it. So that's going to be a very critical piece of evidence that we glean in this newsletter to figure out whether or not this bull market is still intact. We'll also take a look at the sectors of the market. We'll take a look at the asset classes. Maybe this better to be in the bond market right now. Maybe it's better to be in cash right now. Maybe it's better to be in precious metals right now. We'll see. But for the last 6 years, 5 weeks, the stock market, equities have been the best place to be. Not every day, not every week, not every month, but when you step back and say, yeah, the market's tripled over the last 6 years, every time you'd have decided to sell the market during the last 6 years. And I try to honestly ask people that question. How many times have you panicked over the last 6 years and sold? And if you did, every time you made the wrong decision. Now, there's nothing wrong to selling a few positions here and there, But to sell everything and go completely out of the market every time there's a little bit of noise in the market, that's called shooting yourself in the foot. And if you continue to do that, you won't have any toes left. That's just my take on this situation, on this subject. And I have seen people over time that just can't put up with the noise. Man, I had one guy, this is about 7-8 years ago. He was so nervous about the market. I mean, he looked at it every single day. And if he saw his portfolio was down $300 that day, he would stay awake all night and couldn't sleep. And conversely, the next day his portfolio might be up $300. And then it was just, he rode up and down his emotions with that. There's a very important thing to remember in the market. It's better to look at the numbers and not let emotion get the best of you. Numbers almost always win out. Okay, so when there's noise in the market, if you know that the numbers still support a higher market down the road, then you're not going to be so nervous and so jittery and so jumpy when the market makes a little noise. It's better to look at the numbers than to let your emotions get in the way, because your emotions are going to cause you to do things that probably aren't the best thing to do. So you can answer that question is, over the last 6 years, if I did a survey, how many times have you panicked and moved your 401k to cash? How many times have you panicked and moved your IRA to cash? How many times have you panicked and move the kids' college funds to cash, only to get back in 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later? Maybe you never got back in. And yet you can't argue with what the market has done over the last 6 years. And you say, well, what about today? I can't get in today. Well, you can. I mean, it's still going up. 4 years ago, or 2 years ago, you said, I can't get in today, it's too late. Well, it's gone up some more, quite a bit since then. And it continues to go, and it's not over till it's over. The key is knowing when the numbers no longer support the market going up. Anyways, that's my take on it all. Let the numbers do the walking, and let emotions let the numbers do the talking, and let the emotions do the walking, because that's what will really mess you up on the market. Anyways, the newsletter update numbers. Is the bull market still intact? Or is this a little correction that we're running into? Or have we reached high tide in the U.S. economy and in corporate earnings for America? I'll be addressing that in the newsletter, pwstreet.com. Do you have a robot managing your money? I don't know. Maybe you're more comfortable with the robot. A robot has no emotion. None. Maybe that's even better. But does a robot know what to do when the storm clouds start to gather on the horizon? I don't know. I would rather have a pilot at the helm than my plane in autopilot at that point in time. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.